a story around the inquiry into the July unrest. KwaZulu-Natal Premier Sihle Zikalala today saying that barricades formed in Phoenix during the July unrest worsened racial tensions in the area. We also saw the Gauteng Premier, David Makura, saying that during his testimony, police were caught flat-footed and calling into question whether or not they have the tools to do the job of policing South Africa. Nhlanhla Mabasa, our EWN KZN correspondent on the ball for us with this story. Nhlanhla, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Well, good afternoon to you too, Nicholas.
So what exactly did we hear from David Makura? What is his thinking behind criticizing the police and their response to the violence that unfolded in July?
Well, Nicholas, we heard the Gauteng Premier saying that it looks like the law enforcement agencies, in fact, and the state security agencies, it seems as though they did not know as to what exactly they were dealing it with at the time, saying that they had no intelligence as to this would be happening tomorrow or this is expected to happen. So this is how we are to form ourselves and, of course, be on standby for it. He says the provincial, he says the government was actually relying on social networks as to what will be happening. You'd remember the social media post at the time circulating to say, tomorrow we will be attacking a certain mall in Soweto. Tomorrow we will be in Tembisa. And that's when police knew as to what would happen and where. But he says they had no intelligence from the government side or from their side, but only relied on social media networks, Nick.
What do you make of this testimony? I mean, it seems a bit incredulous to me that someone that's a senior member of our government, senior member of the Gauteng government, but certainly knows what's going on nationally as well. Is anybody accepting blame? Any of the government officials that have appeared before this commission?
Well, I can tell you for a fact that they are all, none of them is actually taking the blame or saying that or putting the blame on themselves. Actually, they point to things like police not being ready, police not having enough vehicles to go out and, of course, attend to the situation. Also, it goes back to how the community members, too, from Phoenix, don't want to accept their fault in this regard. They kept on saying that they were scared and that they were fearing for their homes. So basically, the government is also doing the same pointing thing. As I'm not saying, maybe as the government, we needed to take certain steps in order to prevent this or, of course, to attend to it. But they're all pointing to their lack thereof, Nick.
What else can we expect out of this commission? I mean, who else will be testifying?
Well, both premiers have taken to the stand. We are now expecting Defence Minister Meta Limudisa to give her own testimony. And I think the commission wants to hear from her side as to what she thinks could have been done at the time, or maybe what her office had to tell her about the July unrest and as to what the failures were at the time.
Well, we wait with bated breath to get some answers. I don't know about you, but I'm certainly getting a little bit tired of the lack of accountability. At the end of the day, who is governing South Africa? If you come before a commission and talk about being flat-footed and then point the finger at police, who are the people that run these various arms of state? Are we a bit like a rudderless ship? Or am I being too dramatic because it's raining in Joburg on a Friday? Would love to hear your thoughts on 011-883-0702. Otherwise, you know how to get hold of us on WhatsApp, 0727021702.